question was brought up on different items, which will be brought up in the near future on land use, which the council is, hopefully is going to be working on together.
Thank you. Councilman Tackett, have anything to add to land use?
No.
Thank you. Executive, we met today at 4 o'clock, a brief meeting. We interviewed and heard from Lynette Scott, who is a candidate for the Financial Services Board, well qualified and available. And we discussed pending legislation around ethics and had a lengthy discussion under other. Is any Councilmember Holland, you want to add anything to executive?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. The item is not removed, will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper, and they are available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 14177, honoring the life and legacy of Vincent A. DeFerrato. Resolution 14178, consenting the appointment of Lynette Scott to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council. Resolution 14179 recognizes September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in Newcastle County. Resolution 14180, honoring the life and legacy of the Honorable Joseph T. Walsh. Resolution 14181, honoring the life and legacy of Stuart B. Young.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Do we have any presentations tonight? Seeing none, we move now to resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions, R13-182. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that R14-182 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 14182, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the Department of Special Services for professional environmental testing of PCB congeners in the Newcastle County sewer system in the amount of $36,450.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. President. The City of Wilmington, as the operator for the wastewater treatment plant, is required to track down and eliminate the PCBs, and as a one of the largest contributor to the wastewater treatment plant, the county is required to contribute to that cost.
Thank you, Councilman. Council, you have any comments or questions? In public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-182 is approved. R14-183, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-183 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 14183, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the Department of Special Services for Newcastle Conservation District services to Chelsea Estates in the amount of $4,000.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments or questions?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the second leg of a stormwater project begun in Chelsea last year, and this $4,000 will partner with a $28,000 contribution from state funds to complete this project.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Hey.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Smiley?
If they're done, yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13, yes.
I thought I heard 14. 14-183 is approved.
14 people.
R14-184, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-184 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 14-184, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to the Office of Technology for computer software maintenance by Priority Dispatch Corp. in the amount of $60,867.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this helps to maintain the platinum level coverage for priority dispatch disciplines for police, fire, and medical in Newcastle County.
Council, any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Ms. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
I'm waiting. Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 13. Yes.
R14-184 is approved. R14-185, Mr. Smart.
Yes, Mr. President. I request that R14-185 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 14-185, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Land Use Department to fund Newcastle County's share of the Wilmington Area Planning Council WMAPCO for FY 2015 in the amount of $31,500.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President, and this is an as per title.
Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13. Yes.
R14-185 is approved. I'll move on to ordinances. Ordinance 14-076. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-076 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-076, amend the grants budget appropriate federal grant award of $37,992 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Multi-Jurisdictional Mitigation Plan Upgrade Grant.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This federal grant award is to update the Federal Emergency Management Agency's required all-hazard mitigation plan for Newcastle County. The plan outlines the hazard identification, history, and vulnerability of Newcastle County to mostly natural hazards, but also addresses other threats. The plan is required to be updated by FEMA every 5 years and is a multi-jurisdictional plan.
Thank you, Councilman. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-076 is approved. Ordinance 13-075. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, if you could read the ordinance by title and present the council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Is that second?
Second.
Ordinance 13-075, revised previously approved preliminary plan of the rezoning for Bradford Pond, Pencator, White Clay Creek 100, south side Old Baltimore Pike, west of Torrington Way, and east of Sunset Lake Road.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll defer to your leadership on this as we discuss this pretty in-depth upstairs in committee, and unless a council member had a question or there's somebody from the public here, I would bypass the bringing the applicant back to the podium.
Council, do you have any comments or questions? We did discuss it upstairs at length. Any public comment? We will bypass. This is a poll vote, and as you vote, please state your reason.
Is this really a poll vote, Mr. President?
No.
Is it a poll vote?
I don't believe it is.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's right. Yes, Council.
I'm Carol Doolin, Council to Council. This is not a poll vote in that it's not a rezoning. However, the plan was adopted pursuant to a rezoning, and an exercise of caution, if a court were to review the record, you may wish to consider adding your reasons.
So are you saying?
Well, that sounds like a poll vote.
What is the consensus of the body given the statement from the council at this point,
Mr. President?
Yeah. I would suggest to just err on the side of caution and let's just poll it.
Yeah. We'll poll it.
I would concur with the sponsor.
Any objection to polling it? Seeing none, we'll do poll.
Mr. Bell.
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and the Planning Board.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes, based on the positive recommendation of Land Use and Planning.
Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, and also based on the support letter of support from the adjacent property owner.
Ms. Diller.
Yes, I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of Land Use and the Planning Board.
Mr. Hollins.
I'm supporting the recommendations from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board and voting affirmatively.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers.
I am voting yes by the positive recommendation of the Land Use and the Planning Department.
Mr. Retta.
I'm voting yes in agreement with the Land Use and Planning Board.
Mr. Sheldon.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of Land Use Department, as is the Planning Board.
Mr. Smiley.
I am voting yes in support of the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street.
Yes, based on the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett.
I am voting yes in joining the Land Use and Department, Planning Board Department in their positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner.
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, I am voting in the affirmative.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 13-075 is approved. Ordinance 13-043, Mr. Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have Ordinance 14-043 placed before Council for consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 14-043, Vizzoni, Mac Christiana, 100 Southwest Side, Lorwood Avenue, and north of Maryland Avenue. 0.10 acre from NC5 Neighborhood Conservation to CN Commercial Neighborhood and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Mr. Retta.
Thank you. With this rezoning, it has some restrictions on it on a declaration. It has been since 1920. It was a barber shop, and then after that, a few years later, it went to a beauty shop, and it's been that ever since. And with this change of rezoning, it is in the back of a commercial establishment already, and it has been in the neighborhood, an NC5 neighborhood, for years, and people have been using it for what the establishment was from 1920 till now. They're selling the building, but with the building, it has to stay the way it is. It can't be changed. And if there's any change in it, it has to be a low impact, which will be like what it is now, or an office, as in a lawyer's office, or an insurance or real estate, something like that, which has to be real low impact. So the agreement from the Land Use and the Planning Board to approve this, and I'm bringing it before Council for this. And there's a lot of deep restrictions on it, like I said in the beginning.
Thank you, Councilman Whittle, for your leadership on this. Again, based on the Council's recommendation, in the name of caution, this also will be a poll vote. Madam Clerk, please call. If there are no questions or public comment, seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and our Planning Board.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes, based on the positive recommendation and voting of our Land Use and Planning Board.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on the conditional approval of the Department of Land Use and based on the restrictions that are in part of this rezoning that will last in perpetuity with the existence of the property.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Hollins?
Voting yes in favor of the recommendations from the department as well as the planning board, and the fact that this applicant has taken great pains to make certain that this particular parcel remains with the character of the neighborhood.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use, and because of the restrictions placed on this, I feel that it remains appropriate to the character of the neighborhood.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes with the character of the community and the recommendations from the land use and the planning board.
Mr. Retta?
I'm voting yes in agreement with the land use and the planning board and with the declaration of the restrictions, and that's the only reason why I'm going forward with this.
Mr. Sheldon?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendations of our land use department.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendation of the land use department and in recognition of the support of the adjacent residents.
Mr. Street?
Yes, based on the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'm voting yes in joining the land use department in a positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation of the planning board and the land use department with particular attention to the restrictions of record, I'm voting in the affirmative.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-043 is approved. Ordinance 14-052, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that ordinance 14-052 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 14-052 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Division 2.03.100, the Code of Ethics regarding annual financial disclosure statements.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this is another leg in the revamping of the Code of Ethics, and what this does is it updates and clarifies the list of positions that require financial statements to be filed.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Mr. Smiley.
While it doesn't take a poll, it has the recommendation of the Ethics Commission.
Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-052 is approved. Item J, honorary resolution R14-168, Mr. Hollins. This is for John Barnes.
He boxed the number. It's 186.
It's appearing as an item J?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mr. President, I move that resolution number 14186 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 14186, congratulating John E. Barnes on his retirement.
Mr. Hollins.
For title, Mr. President.
We ask to join in this resolution, Mr. Hollins.
Absolutely.
Council, have any comments or questions? Public comments. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-168 is approved. Item K, emergency ordinance E14-001. Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that emergency ordinance number 14-001 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Emergency Ordinance 14-001, amend the FY 2015 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety by 5 police officer positions in order to accommodate the upcoming 40th Newcastle County Police Academy.
Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President. Consistent with the presentation made by our Chief of Police today and some of the concerns that I raised per title.
Thank you, sir. Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, this resolution, this emergency ordinance, requires a supermajority of 9 votes. Keep that in mind, council, okay?
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Do you have 9 yet?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
E14-001 is approved. Public comment or other? We have three. I will start with Mr. Street, Ms. Kilpatrick, and Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President. Tomorrow night at 6:30 Rose Hill Community Center, there's going to be a public hearing regarding the continuation of the composting out in the Route 9 corridor. And I encourage folks to come up and attend. It's having a negative impact on all the developments in the area. And there's a view that the smell from the periodically reaches as far as the city of Wilmington. So I encourage folks to come out, raise your concern, and certainly I'm going to be there, as well as Representative Johnson, Senator Henry. And I'm going to reiterate, and contrary to what y'all think, I shot my first error of the day, but this, the continued imposition on my district, got compost on one side, Representative Johnson, and I and others, a couple of years ago had to fight off the proposed dumping of fly ash over in the Minkwoodale landfill, and now here, somebody thinks that they're going to sneak in this marijuana distribution facility and walk away unscathed. The questions I have about its impact on traffic, questions I have about the notification to the community, and the city of Wilmington that is going to be impacted by it needs to be raised, and the potential for mischief. And the analogy that I make, that I think there's the potential for Charlie Lee's Gate to go get a script from Dr. Doolittle. Dr. Doolittle issues that script, Charlie Lee's Gate gets it, and then he's able to sell it and distribute it. And somebody end up being arrested in the genesis of it being that. Its impact on the community. Community at least needs to be aware and knowledgeable. And I have a major question, a major concern about who made the decision that it was a by right part of rezoning. I don't know how it can be by right and it's never been done before. So I'd like to know where and when in the department that determination was made, who made it. If it's had a legal review, if that position is acquiesced by the county attorney, and have we actually sought outside opinions? Because I think there's a lot of latitude there to argue that because of its historical significance and its unique and brand new so-called commercial industry, that I'm not so sure that they may not be other opinions. So I'm concerned, community needs to know, and my questions need to be answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Street. I will join you tomorrow night at the Rose Hill Community Center on that.
Is that for the sole purpose of keeping me from cursing? Because it ain't going to happen.
Well, some things are not public knowledge or consumption, but I will be there to lend my voice. As you know, the church that I'm blessed to lead is on Route 9, and many of my parishioners have been complaining for several months about the smell, and so we want to be there to lend our voice tomorrow night. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, and I will be present as well. The smell knows boundaries, but right. I live with it in my community.
Right.
And Councilman Street, I will be there to assist you in case you forget a few profanities.
Thank you, Councilman. Appreciate it.
I'm praying that both of you all will be on your best behavior.
Play hard.
You may want to start tonight.
Start tonight. Yeah, start praying tonight.
Okay. Councilmember Bell, then we'll come back.
Mr. President, I too will be attending tomorrow evening for the discussions on the Peninsula Compost facility. And I think that we all should speak up. This is an area that I grew up in,
right.
And I can tell you that our area, for some reason, and Jay brought it up earlier today, has become a dumping ground.
Right.
For whether it's landfills, highway-type gratings, and this compost plant. I mean, you look at the fact that this isn't just our compost. We're receiving waste from other states brought to our state and having our citizens, our communities, to have to live with it. It's totally unacceptable. DENREC needs to think hard. They need to think twice before they give approvals. And the other fact is that violation after violation after violation, and as Councilman Smiley said, the odors, the smell has no borders, and it occurred this morning, and it's totally unacceptable to have folks growing up in an area to have this type of a situation. So I'm adamant about it. I will be there, and hopefully we'll all be bringing up things and supporting the fact that it just shouldn't be.
Thank you, Councilmember.
Councilmember Kilpatrick, then Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Considering that I introduced two substitute ordinances tonight that could have an effect on the county's future investments, and they were noted in an editorial by Mr. Grimaldi on July 28th showing administration support, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that the next meeting at which this will be discussed will be on September 8th, which is a Monday, which is out of the normal rotation of our Tuesday meetings, so that I can be assured that everybody is aware that might, from the public and or the administration, want to attend to be part of this discussion.
Thank you. Councilmember Cartier?
Yes, thank you. On a little lighter note, I just wanted to invite everybody present, members of council and folks in the public, to the 107th. Celebration of the Arden Fair. That's this Saturday, August 30th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is, I would say, the oldest cultural festival in Brandywine 100. It is arguably one of the oldest in New Castle County. And so we're hoping to see you there and have a great time at the 107th Arden Fair from 10 to 6 Saturday.
Thank you.
Council members, any public comment? If so, please come. Looks like someone wants to. Councilmember Smiley will accommodate our guest.
Just saw him on the way out. You can do it on your way out. Just saw him took it. What is it? 3 minutes? Is it 3 minutes? Normally I would have hit you with a motion to adjourn, but I saw the gentleman.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think you helped me the last time.
Reverend, you have 3 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Please state your name and...
My name is Minister Leonard Potts. And basically, myself and the House of God for All People in Trenton, New Jersey, friends of mine, they come to Wilmington and they help us, you know, to go around the city. And basically, this is where we started at. So we've done... I just want to thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
We've done 7 tournaments and pageants. Shoot the Ball and Not Me, My Life is Precious. We started in Price's Run Park. We went to West End Neighborhood House, no, Kingswood Community Center in the back. We went to West End Neighborhood House. We went to Moyer Academy. They asked us to come back because it was such an outpouring. And so we went back to New Moyer Academy in April. We've done a project back at Price's Run Park July the 19th. So I had called Mr. Anthony, and he really helped us a lot. I want to thank the president and him, and I want to thank the county council because, you know, y'all are in order. I mean, it means a lot when you sit there and you see everybody coming in and take their spot and they're ready to deal with reality. And I just want to say that... we put in for a grant, and we were approved But if we wasn't approved for everything that we asked for, but I'm thankful, my wife is thankful, because we are trying to get some things done. But the thing was when we put the paperwork in June, it was to help us with July, and now we got October coming up where we're going to be in Albert Park. And let me see how much time I got, like a minute, 30 seconds.
Oh,
okay. You know, things that we need, like we have to get a generator because there's no electric in the park at Albert Park over South Bridge. The food, mics and sodas and waters and the tables and chairs and papers, plates and forks and police officers, trophies. We gave everybody trophies in our last event. It was over almost 50 trophies, you know, and everybody just had smiles. And so with my last 10 seconds, even though I got it on video, they said I wouldn't be able to show y'all any of that. But I just want to say that I know that we are putting smiles on people's faces, young and old. We had.
Bring it in, Reverend. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate y'all. And I'm just asking that if the county council, which has supported us and we're thankful, if they could just reconsider and just give us a little bit more for October 4th.
Thank you. We'll talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And you can stay, just have your display in the lobby.
We'll yes, sir.
Look at it on the way back.
All right. Thank you all
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
I need you to sign in over here.
Oh, Mr. Potts, we have a couple councilmen want to have a question or a comment. Councilmember Street.
Yes, sir. The next event is scheduled for Albert Park and South Bridge.
Yes, sir.
And you need trophies, and you need hot dogs and food. Have you asked the Department of Parks and Recreation for the City of Wilmington to assist you with that?
I did talk to him, and Mac Lane, the director, I mean, he gave us the bandwagon for Prices Run Park, you know. And for this, he said that he's going to take care of the permit, the park permit fees, but we would still have to pay for, you know, anything else. You know, I mean, we have to pay for the generator and mm-hmm. different things like that. But, yeah, I'm kind of like asking, you know, whoever, you know.
Well, as a former parks director who helped me vent in that park, under the lights like you want to do. I got the lights from the fire department, and there were monies in several departments under contractual services and other where I drew money from, and what you're talking about is there if you ask for it.
Right. I appreciate that.
And today, Reverend, at my recommendation, the council did approve a portion of your grant request to help you.
And I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, you have a public comment tonight? Please come to Mr. Smiley over here to sign your name. Thanks for coming. Please state your name. You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. My name's Peggy Cole, and I live in Swanwick, down the street from George, as a matter of fact. And I came here tonight especially to thank Newcastle County. I recently had an incident with a neighbor that brought home a dump truck bigger than our house. And we had one heck of a time getting that truck out of there. Councilman Smiley was the most active in working on it. Chief of Police Elmer Setting was a big help. Steve Berg, especially, and Donna Thompson, and of course the code enforcement officer. And so it was such a relief that that truck is gone, that I wanted to come specially and thank Newcastle County for all the work they did. And I also want to say, out of all the governments, state, county, federal, and local, Newcastle County does the best job of snow removal of the parks. I have a border collie that walks me every day. And, you know, the roads won't be plowed, and over there the Veterans Park by the bridge isn't plowed, but Banning Park is plowed. And county does a very good job of maintaining our parks, and snow, they do the best of all the governments, and I'm so proud. And I felt like I needed to come and tell you all how good I think our county government is. So
thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think, ma'am, please remain. That okay. Your councilman may have a question.
No, I just want to thank you very much for coming out. This doesn't happen too often. Unfortunately for me, everybody knows I'm too cheap to have paid you to come out. And just so everybody knows, the ultimatum was either the truck left or I did, and I was too lazy to pack. So thank you very much for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We often don't hear good things, and you were a refreshing voice tonight.
It was so serious. I'm almost 67, and I'm by myself, and there isn't a whole lot of good in my life. You don't know how much relief it was that that truck is gone. It was loud. They did welding. It came the Thursday before Memorial Day. They did 5 days of welding with a compressor that was so loud, people 6 houses away were complaining. So it was a great relief to me, and everybody involved in Newcastle County deserves to be praised, and I just, you know, I wanted to make this effort.
Thanks for coming out tonight. Appreciate it. Any other public comment? Ms. Smiley,
motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have a meeting is adjourned.
I give